Press On with Jared Gunter of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ.
Hello again, neighbors. Hope you're doing well today. This week, we've been asking the question, what if Jesus was your preacher? And we've made some points along the way already in saying that if Jesus was our preacher, that we would be amazed and that good and evil would be clear. And as is the case, we can still learn those things from his recorded word, namely in the Gospels, but really all throughout the Bible. But for the sake to continue this illustration, another point we could make is that if Jesus was our preacher, he would lead us to resolution. What do we mean by that? Certainly not talking about your New Year's resolutions, your weight loss goals, or your financial goals, or whatever else. But he would lead you to resolution with your sin and separation from God. In Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16, we read, "And he said to them, 'Go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned.'" In Luke 24, verses 45 through 47, "Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, 'Thus it is written, that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem.'" And so Jesus would want us to be resolved to turn away from sin and our separation from God and be saved from our sins. And we see yet again that baptism is necessary for salvation. If Jesus was our preacher, he would also lead us to resolution in regards to having potential conflicts between fellow disciples. In Matthew 18, verses 15 through 17, "If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have gained your brother. But if he does not listen, take one or two others along with you, that every charge may be established by the evidence of two or three witnesses. If he refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if he refuses to listen even to the church, let him be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector." Jesus wants us to be resolved with other people. He wants peace, especially between fellow disciples. But even amongst those outside the church, Jesus would want us to have resolution between neighbors. As we read in Matthew chapter 5 and verses 38 through 48, "You have heard that it was said, 'An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth,' but I say to you, do not resist the one who is evil. But if anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if anyone would sue you and take your tunic, let him have your cloak as well. And if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. Give to the one who begs from you, and do not refuse the one who would borrow from you. You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy,' but I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same?" Jesus would lead us to resolution because unresolved conflicts between two parties is grounds for unacceptable worship, as we read in Matthew 5, 23 and 24. So if you are offering your gift at the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother and then come and offer your gift. It's much to the same as what Paul says in Romans chapter 12, verses 17 through 21, where he said, "Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God, for it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay,' says the Lord. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink, for by so doing you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." And finally, as we read in Matthew chapter 10 to start our study this week back on Monday, we read that our devotion to Jesus sets the bar for every other relationship. And so certainly, as Jesus would lead us to resolution, we want to be at peace in Christ, to have that peace that passes all understanding. And in so doing, we need to seek to have resolution first with God in regards to our sin, and then with our fellow man and our brothers and sisters in Christ. As far as it depends on us, we need to do our part to be peaceable and loving people representing Christ and the cross. Thanks so much for listening today. Lord willing, we'll be back with more Press On. Press On is brought to you by the Beaver Dam Church of Christ, located at 1235 William Street in Beaver Dam, Kentucky. We meet Sundays at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. for worship, and we have a midweek Bible study on Wednesdays at 7 p.m. You are always welcome to join us. For more Press On episodes or any other church information, find us online at beaverdamchurch.com, and you can always give us a call at 270-274-4451. Thanks for listening, and let's press on.